Welcome back to this daily devotion. I hope that as we consider more and more precious names of the Lord Jesus, that you grow in your in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your adoration and appreciation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. But maybe you have noticed that sometimes I use the word names of Jesus in this series a little more loosely. And so it is today when we say that Jesus is our mercy seat. There are two texts that point to this, but don't call necessarily Jesus the mercy seat. But the first text is this, Romans 3 verse 25a, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. And 1 John 2 verse 2, also speaks about this, where it says that, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. In the first verse, we see that Christ is set forth as the propitiation. That's the word for mercy seat. Christ is the mercy seat. The second verse is the same word in English, although it means that Christ is exactly what the mercy seat stood for. So let me remind you, what was the mercy seat again? It was the cover of gold that was upon the ark of God. Do we remember what was in the ark? There it was indeed God's holy law. That law that asked perfection to the very nanosecond of each one of our lives. The law that teaches us and gives us insight in our darkness and in our disobedience. The disobedience of our God-forsaking heart. Have you learned that already? Now, what happened at the mercy seat? God had commanded that once a year the high priest had to enter into that most holy place. And there he had to make propitiation or atonement for the people. And God promised to forgive the sins of the people. And more, far more beautiful, he promised that he would meet there, close to that lid of atonement, with the ark when it was covered with blood. He said in Exodus 25, verse 22, that he would commune there from the mercy seat with his people, talking to us, to his people then, assuring them of his love, assuring them of their peace with God through the blood that was brought into that most holy place. Because the ark was also there where God's presence dwelled, his presence dwelled above the mercy seat in that glorious cloud. And then you had the mercy seat that covered God's holy law. And then every year there would be a little layer of blood. And that blood would then be in between of God's holiness, his glory, and his holy law that asked perfection. Now, Jesus is called the mercy seat. What does that mean? It meant that Jesus Christ, and it still means that Jesus Christ entered into the most holy place in heaven itself. And he is there doing that work of the mercy seat. He is both the blood, if you will, and the lid that covers that holy law. He is there in between God's holiness, his glory, his presence, and his holy law that asks perfection from each one of us. Through Jesus Christ, we may enjoy that voice of communion with God, where God promises, I will commune with you from there, from the mercy seat. I will assure you there of my love, of my grace, of my peace. I will give you my peace. Through Jesus Christ, we can come into God's holy presence and yet not be consumed because of our sins, because of his wrath over our sins. Now there's one place in the Bible that gives us a beautiful reminder of the fact that Jesus Christ is our mercy seat. It was when the Apostle John recounts the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says there that in the grave he saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Perhaps you wonder, what does this first have to do with the mercy seat? Jesus as our mercy seat. Well, do we remember how the mercy seat had two angels on both sides as well? So here, after Christ has given his lifeblood, after Christ has resurrected from the dead, in the grave here are these two angels that sit at the head and at the feet of Jesus Christ, where the body had lain. And now the body has gone. Christ has risen. It's saying the blood is shed. The work is finished. And Christ has entered in the most holy place. And he sanctifies already that grave that speaks to us by nature of our death in Adam. That place of horror. And he blesses that place with his presence. And now we know that when we die, we through grace, the grave is an entrance way into heaven, into the most holy place. Because Christ has shed his blood on the mercy seat, on the cross of Calvary. And in his death, he did everything that was needed to make peace with God. And so let us bring it a little closer to you and me. Are you enjoying that peace? Do you have this hope beyond death through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you found in Christ's blood comfort for your soul? Perhaps you have enjoyed it in the past, but Christ should be your mercy seat today. Your peace offering. For the Bible shows us that through Christ we may come in prayer to his mercy seat. Where is that mercy seat these days? It's his throne room in heaven, to which we can come with boldness. It's Hebrews calls that mercy seat the throne of grace. It's the same as the mercy seat. And in Jesus, our mercy seat, you will find mercy and help and sympathy in your time of need for all your sins. So bring everything to him. Call upon his name till you also enjoy that communion with God. Till you also enjoy the blessing of God who comes to you and says, I will meet you there. His favorable presence. And I will commune with you specifically. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. How precious. May you enjoy such communion throughout the day. Amen.